Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, July 19th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn up 7.25 cents at 559 and a quarter, September wheat up 9.5 cents at 702, and November beans up 6 cents at 1397 and three quarters. We were a lot higher early in the session. I think the Dow Jones is down 500 overnight on worries about COVID, and I think that puts some pressure on the grains despite the hot and dry forecasts that are out there. The corn broke as much as 8 cents off the highs, the wheat 9 off the highs, the beans as much as 21 off the highs. So I don't think it was a change in the forecast necessarily. I just think the market got a little bit spooked when the Dow Jones is down 500 points. We're only 16 points off the lows there. Bitcoin's down $1,200. Crude oil is down 282, so it looks like it's kind of risk off in commodities out here, despite the very warm weather that looks like we're going to have in a lot of the country. Bird Island, Minnesota, for example, is going to be in the low 90s all week, no rain. Des Moines in the low 90s most of the week, maybe one chance of rain. Over the weekend, Illinois, one chance on next Saturday for some rain. We're going to be in the high 80s. So it doesn't look like it's, you know, really going to be that helpful. We do need to dry out a bit, but we also need some rains. Overall, we've got the export inspections this morning at 10 o'clock. I don't think that'll be a big mover and shaker out here. We do have crop progress tonight. I would think that would show some improvements out here in corn and beans, not so much in the spring wheat, which is, you know, just gets worse by the day. But corn and beans, I think, could improve a little bit out here. Now, overall, I would say we would lean a little bit friendly here. Do the funds want to come in and support their positions on the break that we had overnight? I think it's certainly possible. But people are going to be keeping an eye on the Dow Jones. And, you know, Dow Jones winds up down 1,000 points here today. I think that could be a little bit of a concern for the grain markets. The dollar is up just 12 ticks, so not much there. But all the other outside markets seem to be lower. Bean oil was down 77 ticks, but meal was up 470, offsetting that a little bit out here. So we'll see which wins out, the drier forecast or the Dow Jones being down. Now, the Dow Jones certainly can come back as it's done many, many times. So I don't think anybody really wants to sell the opening where the prices were when they closed. But we'll have to see out here. Overall, you know, I think on the short term, you got to be a little bit friendly. The gap in the corn in December corn is still up at 573.5. We got within 6 cents of that this morning or last night. I think we still might take one shot at it here today. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.